I started Audacity late, so the same thing happened to me on Friday night. Of course, was it Friday night or Thursday night? One of those nights, I totally blew it. I forgot to fire on at Audacity, and there was no Audacity for the show. So I powered through the show, and I thought, well, fuck it. I'll take the video, and I will strip the audio off of the video and use that. Well, I don't know what went wrong, because generally, one generation from the video cast is fine. It's not really that fucked up. God almighty, I recorded that thing off the Audacity, or excuse me, off of the video track. I took the audio from the video cast, and it was horrible, man. It sounded like it was triple compressed and just pure shit. Couldn't use it. Wouldn't use it. Can't use it. So that's why we had to go to a best of on Friday. Which I know a lot of people think, oh, you just took the day off. We don't. That's the general, you know, complaint that people have when you take the day off or you're not on, saying you're fucking the dog, Jack. No, the technical end of this thing went south. I am on a diet, and as you guys know, I'm back on the diet because I got to get this extra weight off that I gained. And I've lost almost 25 pounds now in the last month and a week or so, you know, 5 weeks. And I'm not on a starvation diet. I'm doing 2,000 calories a day, which is a pretty good diet for a man. But oh my God, I made the mistake. I said, you know, some days I want to eat more, so I'll just take more calories from one day and I'll average it out of the week. So I said, well, instead of 2,000 calories a day, I've got 14,000 calories over a seven-day period. I'll do that. So who cares if I do 3,000 one day? I'll just take it and borrow it from it. Yeah, sure. By the end of the fucking week, I'm down to like 200 calories a day. That's how much I've been borrowing. I have 258 calories left between now and Tuesday morning. Or, yeah, Tuesday midnight. 258 fucking calories. That's the corner that I painted myself into. That's enough for... you know, three, you know, healthy bowls of fucking miso soup or something, or 300 calories is like a protein shake, or it's three granny, you know, those green granny Smith apples, or it is three veggie patties, or frankly, it's four hot dogs, it's four Hebrew National. Four of Hebrew National's 45 cal, right? No, it's three, because they're 45 calorie. I used to be able to, I used to get a 40 calorie loaf of bread. I don't know where you guys are. What happened, it's not Sara Lee. Sara Lee does a 45 calorie loaf of bread. That's fine, but it ain't 40. And the 40 calorie loaf of bread was, God, I can't remember the company. But I can't find it anywhere. At Ralph's or Vaughn's. Now, probably what I had to do is hit up Gelson's or someplace like that. Unfortunately, the closest Gelson's to me now is like Westlake Village, I think. Because I live out in a very working class area now. I'm not rubbing elbows any longer with the hoi polloi, you know. Not going to all the fundraisers, you see. But I will not allow that to dissuade me. I will find that 40-calorie bread, even if it kills me. So how y'all doing, huh? How you doing since the election? You guys all settling down? Everybody's got to take a fucking chill, you know? And I say that realizing that there's a great deal of fucking rancor surrounding this election, but even I have calmed down a little bit. The fuck am I going to do? And it was an interesting thing today. I looked at Donald Trump. He was on TV, and he had this look like... And I remember thinking, wow, you know what? I can see that face. Historically, that face is going to play. Now, I don't mean the hard-ass John Wayne thing that he tries to... I don't mean that. There's something in Trump's face that's... And I'm not trying to put him down here. I mean this. There's something in his face that's extremely tired. He's very fatigued looking. And I think historically, pictures like that of presidents play pretty well because it's like the pressures of the job. And he hadn't even fucking started yet. And he looks weary. So I thought, well, that's a little bit of a sympathy thing that will play nicely. Ronald Reagan said that it was the job of the president to say, here is the vision, the path, this is the philosophy, this is the road upon which I want us to go. You assholes, meaning his staff and cabinet and the his contacts in Congress, you're the guys that put it into place. You're the guys that got to do the heavy lifting. Go do. That was Ronald Reagan. And his presidency came about after the Jimmy Carter presidency, which was completely the opposite. Carter tried to do everything himself. He was, maybe not everything himself, but he worked like a motherfucker up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm not necessarily saying that it's better or worse, but that was the Carter style. And you talk about a guy that looked fucking tired out when he left office. You know, Jimmy Carter. I'm amazed that he's survived, man. When I was a kid, Truman was still alive. Eisenhower was still alive. And Hoover, if I'm not mistaken, fucking Hoover was still alive. Now, that is interesting because Eisenhower, it figures, because when I was a kid, Eisenhower had only been out of office a few years. But Truman hanging in there, I'm going to find out. And then Herbert Hoover still, I remember seeing pictures of Hoover in the newspaper golfing down in Florida or some shit that he was doing. I forget what. Herbert Hoover died 64. So he was alive when that was 64, 65. I was in the seventh grade. So I was 12 years old. And he died 1 month before, he died a year after Kennedy was assassinated. So yeah, I was 12 years old in the seventh grade. He was 90. And I remember him in the news, often being interviewed by people, you know, this, that, something else. Then there was Truman. He was around. Truman was alive when Kennedy got assassinated. And I remember them interviewing Truman and going, they tried to do it to me, you know. They tried to kill me. Oh, yeah. Puerto Rican nationalists tried to assassinate Harry Truman, if I'm not mistaken. And then Eisenhower was still around. And I know that because, again, all of these men were interviewed following the assassination of Kennedy, so they were all in the news. The only guy that hadn't made it was, Roosevelt, FDR. But within a few years, they were all gone. Here's Truman. Truman died in what year? 72. Truman died in 1972. He, again, is a guy who, he made it to 88. So he died in 72. And who did I say? Eisenhower? Where's Dwight? There he is. And Eisenhower died in 1969. Yeah. So those guys lived, you know, Eisenhower. And Eisenhower was pretty fit and was pretty, I would say, I don't remember him being debilitated at all in his retirement years. But then you have Johnson. Johnson was dead within 4, 5, 6 years. Reagan lasted, but Alzheimer's hit him, you know. So Reagan lasted another 10 years, I guess, after he died. Bang, he was gone, you know. Ford and Nixon, they did okay. I don't know why it seems to kill some men really quickly. Let's see how long Obama lasts. Now you got George W., and you got Daddy Bush, and you got Clinton, and you got Carter. Those cats, maybe people are taking better care of themselves. You know, the whole health thing, modern concepts of maintaining our health obviously come into play. So Carter, Daddy Bush, which he's like 90-something, right? Clinton, Bush the second, Obama. Well, Carter is 40. Carter's like 90 something now, isn't he? Gotta be. Or almost 90. And then Daddy Bush is up there. And then Clinton is looking a little, you know, worn. Well, there you go. Were they 30 or 35? So Trump is 45. Kennedy was 35. Wow, 10 presidents. Or I guess, I don't know how many presidents. I guess 10. Not 10. Yeah. Hail to the chief. Why do they call Dwight Eisenhower the Kansas Cyclone? I thought he was from Texas. That was a big discussion I had with my mom. Yeah, born in Denison, Texas. 1890. Why don't they have Supreme Allied Commander? I'm looking at all of Dwight Eisenhower's credentials. All right. I want the kitchen. Here's the goddamn fuck. Where is that Ted jingle, man? That thing was supposed to be up. God damn it. I can't get it in my fucking files, man. It pisses me the fuck off. I don't know why that is, but I can't get it in my files. What happened to these goddamn computers? I cannot get into my files without having to enter a fucking password. I have no password to my files. I never had a password to my files. These are my audio files. Jesus Christ, what a massive headache. If it's been downloaded, it ought to be here. It's not in the Dropbox. View by, sort by, name. All right, we're ready to go, man. I can't fuck with this. View, list, details, title. Tiles? Oh, tiles, yeah. Oh, look at the all the downloads here. Sort by, type. Let's try that. Well, this is really fucked up. Yep. T-E. Come on, baby. This is interesting. All right, fuck it. Chopper. And sound effects. Chopper, and then we need explosion. Hail to the chief. All right, man. Enough of this dicking about. That's it. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Hi, it's Phil Hendry. All the voices you hear on today's show